My name's Susan Petty and I come from a place called Glenelg in the west coast of Scotland. And I would say I'm an artist, thinker, entrepreneur. And I have a piece of land up there that's a small croft.
What are you hoping to get from this Council of Europe conference?
I'm hoping with the European coordination of Via Campesina to meet inspirational characters and make connections across Europe and also get practical information and actions about what we can do to increase food sovereignty.
How can the Council of Europe help in that?
The democratic right of peoples to fish or work the land and seas around them is hugely important, and people to understand that right, crofting tradition, a long way back, 200 years, has kind of mobilised that understanding of the place of people and land. And I think it's really important that we spread that knowledge out into the high street, to the consumer, to understand the forces, the global forces that can support us living on a sustainable planet. So, and here particularly is all about people getting trained in political action and understanding how better to organise and get the message across. So that's incredibly important. There's an opportunity to put a real face on agriculture and the people that grow food or catch fish and provide us with our nutrition. I think that's a great opportunity that Via Campesina does really well in terms of presenting a picture of people, as opposed to the notions of it being a silent corporate decision-making process that's behind closed doors and only for the benefit of stockholders or shareholders.
So what do you plan to do with the land? Are you going to grow something or are you going to develop it in some way?
There's two bits of land. One piece is what you call in-buy, which is really good fertile land, and that's a small piece. It's less, total is lesser than a hectare, and with that piece of land I want to put productive hedging on it and some polytunnels and grow some fruit and vegetables and herbs likely, but I also want to make it a demonstration place, so a place where people can come and learn and alternative ways of working, things like permaculture, which rely on a kind of much more relational experience with the land, where you're watching and listening and companion planting, and you're making best use of all resources as opposed to relying on anything else outside. And then the other wee piece of land, it's got a bit of rock on it, which is one of the oldest rocks in parts of the oldest rock in Britain, and it's concave, and I want to make a mini amphitheatre and a community space and get people up there to look at the kind of social element of sustainability, how we relate to each other as individuals, how we do dialogue, how we can really mobilise collaboration, like particularly to kind of solve global problems but at a local level.
Should governments in the Council of Europe region do more to promote young people's appreciation and involvement in agriculture?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think the Council of Europe, you know, getting people to, particularly marginalised people, one of the other things I've got a passion for is transforming the opportunities of the disadvantaged youth in Glasgow. And so I think tying the marginalised youth with the reality of what life is, connecting them to the land and connecting them to their rights as human beings is hugely important. So I think, yeah, more liberating them to take creative action, to make a good life, and not be, you know, to blow away these myths that it's stuff that makes you happy, because it's the now science is proving it's the quality of relationship you have with self and other that is fundamental to good health. So
what do you get from working the land?
Oh, it's probably a kind of a spiritual relationship in a way. It's that sense of being connected to something that's far larger than you, that can put you in a place of awe and appreciation, gratitude, like from the tiniest thing and how all the animals and plants work together, and also a kind of different timing. There's a different timing. There's more synchronicity. In the small village where I live, I'm always amazed at the synchronicities of things that happen. You have a thought and someone shows up and you make things happen in a different way from an urban environment. And I think that there's lots that the urban environment can learn from that way of life. I don't think we need to say that cities are terrible. I think we can just bring some of that learning into cities and allow people to operate those ways in those environments as well. So I think that's one of the big lessons that the rural areas can teach the cities.